Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are continuing our conversation with Brandon Homer of the Hoyt Moraine Homer Law Firm in Jefferson. Brandon, if you wouldn't mind telling us, how common is it for people to have an estate plan? And then secondarily, is there any downside to having an estate plan included in a will?
Well, of course, it's kind of like asking the car salesman, how many people out there own cars? Or should I be buying a car? It's quite common to have an estate plan. And I would say that there's really no downside to having an estate plan. In fact, I recommend that everybody should have one. The complexity, of course, varies based on individual need. For instance, if I had to say that there was a downside to an individual estate plan, it would be that it's either not up to date with the changes in your life events or the changes in the law that occurred from when you first updated your estate plan or put it in place, or if it's simply not complex enough to meet the needs of your individual circumstances. For instance, a will, as we've been talking about here, is only a step in the estate planning process. If you imagined an estate plan as a set of stairs, the floor would be having no plan at all, which is not a plan, of course, but the law steps in when you don't have an estate plan and tells the world how your assets are to be distributed and who they go to. The next step up would be having power of attorney documents, but no will. So you have documents in place to help manage your assets while you're still alive, but then the law has to step in after death. The next step being having a will. And then based on complexities, there are all kinds of things like revocable trusts, which are sometimes called living trusts, irrevocable trusts, trusts for people that have special needs, which often comes into play if you have a special needs child or grandchild that you're wanting to provide for after you're gone. So the steps keep going up from there, which is where it's important to talk to a professional and get an idea of what your actual needs are.
Now, I think I've heard you hint at this, but maybe just go in a little bit deeper detail if you can about how often someone should update their will then.
Sure. So there's no actual calendar marker. Let's say you have a family of four, most likely representing the mom and the dad in this scenario. Mom and dad come in, they get whatever the estate plan is. Let's say it's wills and revocable trusts because their complexity needs that. I'll always talk about this with them. You need to be reviewing those documents every 3 to 5 years is what I generally say. But the more important thing is when life events occur, and those occur every day. Major life events like the death or birth of people that you intend to give things to when you're gone, marriage, divorce, those sorts of things. And of course, it's not the first thing that people are going to think of when those things happen. I myself have a will, and my second child is not in that will. Eventually, she will be. But it's important that you talk to your professional on a semi-frequent basis when things happen.
I also think I heard you describe, you know, what happens when we don't have a will or a power of attorney, for instance. But again, just reiterate for us, why is it important for somebody to have a will?
So if you don't have a will and you pass away, presumably owning some assets, what happens is it's called intestate succession under, that's the fancy legal term under Iowa code. The Iowa code then states what happens to your property when you're gone, even if it would be in opposition to what your goals are. So the importance of having a will is having something, or an estate plan in general, whatever the documents might end up being, is having things written down as to your goals on how your assets are to be managed and distributed and who's going to be in charge. That way it provides explanation and clarity to those that are left behind afterwards. To the extent that you're communicating those things with your family or friends or whoever it is that you intend to inherit from you, then there will be some expectation, or at least there's a path.
How difficult is it for families to discuss a will and or estate plan?
I would say that's one of the things that's oftentimes trepidatious for clients. Not all clients are interested in, let's assume, again, it's the family of four that I referenced earlier. Mom and dad, for one reason or another, might not want to communicate with the kids about what their estate plan goals are, what their will or other documents say. It might be because they're too young and just don't understand, or one of the key reasons why people oftentimes won't say things to their family initially is these documents are changeable. To the extent that you maintain your capacity and something doesn't happen to you, you can change your will day to day, which almost never happens, of course. But the point being that you might tell them something that changes later, you never communicate that to them. However, what I have found, and it's totally up to the client what they want to do, but what I have found oftentimes is when there's open communication about what the estate planning goals for mom and dad are, that sets up expectations and at least a path for the kids someday.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.